It's time for Helping Hand, where each Friday at 5:30 here on HPR One, we put the spotlight on an organization or event that helps out folks in need in the community. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about the Muscular Dystrophy Association Hawaii Chapter. They offer support and community referrals, among different ways that they assist folks and their caregivers. We're going to learn much more about it with our guest, the executive director of the organization, Adriana O'Donnell. Aloha, Adriana, and welcome to HPR and to Helping Hand.
Aloha, Dave. Thank you so much for having me here and for letting me share a little bit about the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Hawaii.
You're welcome and glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the organization. How did you get involved with these folks?
Well, I actually have been involved with community health care in the state for over 7 years. And when I learned about an opening at MDA, I jumped right into it because it is about accessibility and about receiving quality health care for a very specific issue, which is neuromuscular diseases. And I've been here for a year, and I love it.
And before we learn more about muscular dystrophy, because you kind of illustrated something important about it, is there anything personal that drove you to want to do this that made you just say, I want to help people, I want to be part of this? Is there an interesting story perhaps behind it?
Well, I wish that I did have something really interesting, but Dave, I just really like to help people, and I think that access to healthcare is very important. Mm. And it should be a right for everyone here in the United States.
I agree. I think that's no further motivation needed than just wanting to do the right thing. Something that, as you were talking a little bit about muscular dystrophy, sometimes diseases with letters, as I like to call them, get less understanding from folks because maybe people become familiar with a series of letters. Often they help these organizations out from their heart. They do a lot of good for them, but in different cases, they don't know much about the actual disease, maybe the conditions associated with this. Like I said, it becomes a series of letters. They're doing the right thing. Explain to us, take us behind what muscular dystrophy is. How does it affect people? Help people who are listening understand.
Sure. Well, actually, MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, provides services for 43 neuromuscular diseases. One of them happens to be a three-letter acronym. It's ALS, and it's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And most people refer to it as Lou Gehrig's disease. One thing that all of the neuromuscular diseases share in common is it's basically your muscles are weakening. And it affects very simple things like being able to clap your hands, blink your eyes, stand up. So we're trying to figure out how to find a cure for these 43 neuromuscular diseases. And that's really what MDA is about, finding a cure.
Okay. And when it comes to the caregiver role, too, that's always something that I've noticed with a lot of these different issues. People who are looking out for maybe in the primary position of responsibility for people who suffer from special needs, it's often quite a difficult journey.
It's very difficult. One of the great things that MDA offers here in the state is support groups. At support groups, you're able to interact with other families that may be put in similar situations. And they're able to talk, share information, referrals, maybe some things that we as staff don't know yet. So it's really a learn and share and trying to get strength from each other on how to provide the best care possible for your family member or friend, because caregivers come in all shapes and sizes and relationships. So it really is about support and hope.
So when you think about folks who may be listening who either themselves could take advantage of some of the services or programs you offer, or perhaps they've got someone in their life that they care about, talk a little bit about what your organization offers and some of the things people may want to consider in terms of why they would reach out to you if they are in need.
Absolutely. MDA is for anyone affected by one of the 43 neuromuscular diseases that we provide care for. All they have to do is contact our office and register. It's free. It's a free service, and we do offer clinics in the state. What's really interesting, Dave, is that we are currently working on opening a new clinic here on Oahu with the Queens Medical Center. Before it was at Castle, but now we're actually partnering with Queens. We're hoping to have it started in the first quarter of the year. What this offers is access to a specialist in neuromuscular diseases and also a number of different services under one roof. You have your physical therapist, your speech pathologist, or OT services. It's very helpful to have it all in one space, and you can easily get referred by your specialist.
On that note of all in one space, folks on other islands besides in Honolulu County, you guys represent them too. You're statewide.
Absolutely. Although we have one office in the state, we provide services on Kauai, the Big Island, Maui, and Oahu. The neighbor island clinics will also start again in the first quarter of the new year.
And so folks, wherever they are in the state, if they have an issue, perhaps they're running into some sort of trouble or could use some extra support in their community and they're not on Oahu, they can feel free to take advantage. Sometimes I have to point that out because some of the people that we highlight on the program are understandably more regional or provincial in terms of who they're helping out. We talked a little bit about who could get in touch with you if they need help. Undoubtedly, we reach a huge audience all across the islands. There's got to be ways that you guys need help yourselves. And I can imagine from the past behavior of the generous folks who listen that they're probably eager to help out, too. It could be financially. It could be with skills around your office or at events. It could be with products that you need. Maybe it's computers or something else, some other material, something to help people who are really in need, building ramps. I don't know what it could be, but you have the floor. What could we do as a community to help out the Muscular Dystrophy Association Hawaii chapter?
Thank you, Dave. Actually, the Muscular Dystrophy Association relies solely on individual donations and donations from corporate sponsors. In the state, we are very lucky to have generous donors and loyal donors that have supported us for years. One of the ways that we are able to fundraise in the state is through a series of different events. Mm-hmm. One that's coming up that's very near and dear to us is our Spring Soiree. It's held at the Royal Hawaiian. It's our 15th year. And besides being a wonderful way to network with different community leaders, it's a great way to understand how MDA impacts local families. I think that when you look at a larger national organization, you think that all contributions go to the main office somewhere on the mainland. MDA, the money that's raised in the state, is used for services that are provided here in the state. And at the soiree, you're able to meet families and really connect with the mission.
Right. That's good on a local level. A couple good things there. So that's one. People attending that is a way they can
Absolutely.
Help you. Anything else in terms of the list? In terms of ideas for your mind, anything else you could really use support on that you want to put the word out?
Yes, we are always in need of individual donations. We also receive donations of wheelchairs and different medical equipment that help with daily
pain relief and mobility issues.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. And we also need volunteers to help us out throughout the year with our different fundraising events, as well as the biggest thing that we do is our summer camp. Summer camp is for children affected by neuromuscular diseases. We have a one-week camp at Camp Erdman, and it is run by volunteers.
Wow.
One-on-one with children, and you're basically their arms and their legs for that week.
What a great, and that's just another way you could help out. So if cash isn't something that you have or availability to do the soiree, you could be, volunteer time, which often is time in that personal commitment of interacting with people often goes really, really far, maybe the furthest of the things that you can do to help people in need. The soiree, the date on that is?
Sure. It's Saturday, April 12th at the Royal Hawaiian.
And you can get in touch with the Muscular Dystrophy Association Hawaii chapter. I've got an email for you and a phone number. Of course, we keep all this information online at hawaiipublicradio.org. You just look up Helping Hand and find the episode that deals with the MDA. 808-593-4454, 808-593-4454. And you can email Adriana at Hawaii@MDAUSA.org. That's Hawaii@MDAUSA.org. They prefer email rather than going to a website because, you know, they're affiliated on a national level, so it works easier in terms of contacting them to use these methods. And have no fear, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, I've got them waiting for you online. You can find them, plus the full content of this interview. Is there anything else that we need to know in terms of how your organization is helping folks out or ways that we can help you guys out, Adriana?
Sure. You know, besides the clinics and the support groups and the summer camp, we also have a loan closet that's run through the Hawaii HIMED is what we call them affectionately. And this loan closet is free to all of our registered members. If they're waiting on a wheelchair through their insurance, we're able to loan one to them.
Critical stuff. There are so many times that people are waiting for something like that and their mobility can get deteriorated. It can lead to a lot of other health problems if they don't have the opportunity to maintain their mobility.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
And if they are in need of medical equipment repairs, we offer stipends to our registered members on an annual basis of $500. And that really goes a long way.
They're out there. They could use your help. And obviously, if you need assistance, they're there to help you. It's 808-593-4454, Hawaii@MDAUSA.org. Adriana O'Donnell. And thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it, and hopefully today has been useful for you guys.
Thank you so much for having me.